man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
And eastern Pennsylvania. That's one spot we've come from, all over this great land. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 60 minutes here on August 22nd, 2022. Thank you for joining us. The phone number, if you want to call in, is, got your pencil handy. I've got my mouse pad handy on which I have this number written so I don't have to remember it. Save a couple brain cells. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if you get a chance to call in, be happy to take your call. It'll show up on the message board down in Round Rock, Texas. That's the home of the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's where you can help support the Patriot cause in general by helping Republic Broadcasting Network in particular. So, you know, the what's that that saying? Something, I'm going to try to relate it here to go with the one that brung you. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting right now. So you're at the dance here. Republic Broadcasting brung you. So you want to go home with that one. If you're listening to some other show, well, support that one. But whatever you're listening to, watching, or reading in the Patriot cause, make sure there's one thing that all of us can do. Even the poorest among us can shoot a few dollars to something we like in the Patriot cause. It's the most universal, easily accessible way of supporting our cause that you've got. You're a real soldier in the cause when you send in some support. You make a real difference there. So go with the one that brung you and send in some support to Round Rock, Texas. That's republicbroadcasting.org. You see ways there to send support. All right. I'm up here in North Dakota, due north of Round Rock, quite a ways. Probably takes the Canada geese a long time. I don't know if they go as far south as Round Rock. I think they do, actually. But beautiful birds. They're not real friendly if you get up close to them. And let's proceed. I think I've gotten rid of the taking care of the preliminaries here. I just came across an interesting story that I think you'll enjoy. And it's the story of, I'll just use this as an opener to spur your thoughts. Let me find my link to it here. I'll ask you this question first. Have you ever been to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania? That's why I mentioned Eastern Pennsylvania. Patriots out there. I'm going to be talking about a particular one in Lancaster County. I was there many, many years ago. I drove through Lancaster County on the way to a horseshoeing competition in New Jersey. I was driving as an assistant to a horseshoer, my brother, from the area of Kansas City, Missouri, and all the way to New Jersey. And we drove through Lancaster County in a horseshoeing truck. And I tell you, I was amazed at what I saw there on the road with us. And I just had to slow down, stop, get out my camera, and like a chicken with his head cut off, kind of run around taking pictures of what was all around me, which were Amish farmers. And, it was the first time I had seen this in their one-horse wagons and with their one-horse plows in the fields. They're traditionally, the women in their very traditional garb, the men in their traditional garb with their beards and their broad brim hats, and beautiful farms. You know, I realized as we were driving along, these beautiful, beautiful farms, so beautifully tended, wonderful. And it was like going in a time machine. This must have been, you know, we were looking at the life of our ancestors. The, you know, great, great, great grandmothers and fathers from whom we have all sprung. And as I clicked away with my camera, I noticed as soon as I pointed my camera at an Amish scene, the Amish moved away quickly. And then it dawned on me, kind of it took a while for me to figure it out. I was young, still takes me a while to figure things out, but it dawned on me, they don't want to have their image recorded in the camera. Probably connects somewhere to the concept of a graven image in the Bible. So, and then also the admonition to not be vain. So anyway, I gave up on the picture taking after a while, got some pictures. And, but I'm going to give you an Amish story now. Lo, these many decades later, here I am up in North Dakota. And we have our own version of the Amish up here. We have the Hutterites. And they are wonderful. They are wonderful. They are like the Amish. And they're all over in this area, in North Dakota. They live a very good life. They are completely self-supporting. They are wonderfully moral and wholesome and healthy. And they speak, you can, if you're in a store and you're eavesdropping, you can hear them talking amongst themselves in German, really old German, German that's older than the Germans must speak in Germany today. So they would be understood in Germany, but the Germans would go look at each other and go, wow, that's an old, you know, whatever, you know, that's an old Bavarian dialect or an old Westphalian or Rhineland Palatinate dialect, wherever the Hutterites principally derive their origin in Germany. Anyway, so now here's my story for tonight, just to food for thought. Let me find the coverage here. It's at a website I've never been to before called Rebel News, rebelnews.com. And let me see, maybe I might be able to play this story here. Let me listen to, let me see what their link does when I play it.
I'm Jeremy Lofredo for Rebel News in Birmingham, Pennsylvania. It's here, in this old Amish community where armed federal agents recently raided Miller's Organic Meat and Dairy Farm. The government is arguing that the farm isn't adhering to federal regulatory requirements.
Okay, so here we are. This is a guy named, let me look at his name again. Never heard of him, and I'm sure you haven't either. Jeremy Lofredo, doing a great story at rebelnews.com. And he's at his location is Bird in Hand, hyphenated, Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, which is, I think, just east of Lancaster. Not too far from Washington, D.C., like 150 miles or something. And that this is that Amish country. I was very near Lancaster, so I went through Lancaster. So I may have seen this gentleman. Or certainly his family, certainly his relatives, the ones I saw on the roads, because they're all related to each other because they're a family, they're a people. Miller's, let's see, I'll read the story. Amish farm under threat from U.S. federal government for refusal to abandon traditional farming practices. Amos Miller, the farm's owner, contends that he's preparing food the way God intended, but the United States government doesn't see things that way. Miller's Organic Farm, located in the remote Amish village of Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, has been around for almost 30 years. The farm supplies everything from grass-fed beef. That's what my family eats, organic grass-fed beef. We pay a little extra for it. And it's worth it. And cheese to raw milk, and I wish I could get some, and organic eggs. I get those. To dairy from grass-fed water buffalo, and all types of produce. All to roughly 4,000 private food club members who pay top dollar for high-quality whole food. The private food club members appreciate their freedom to get food from an independent farm that isn't processing his meat and dairy at U.S. Department of Agriculture facilities, which mandates that food be prepared in ways that Miller's Organic Farm believe make it less nutritious. Amos Miller, the farm's owner, contends that he's preparing food the way God intended. They recently sent, now here's the story, get this. I want to relate this to, you know, people who saw the Federal Bureau of What did we come up with? Somebody came up with a euphemism for Federal Bureau. Well, anyway, the Federal Bureau of Dictatorship raiding Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago. People said, hey, if they can do that to Donald John Trump, they sure can do it to me. That's one of the psychological, deep psychological reactions that has set off a tsunami of resentment towards the federal communist dictatorship. They really hit a nerve when they raided the president's home, because that was the reaction people had. My home is not secure. That's one of the big parts of being an American, is your home is your castle. More so than with any people in the history of the world, that's been what America was about. Your home is your castle. You're the king in your castle, your family. For example, homeschooling only really exists in America. It doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. It's astounding to hear that, but it's true. We're the only people with homeschooling. Why? Because Your home is your castle, and you're the king in your castle. And your children, this is an American idea, your children, we take it for granted, so we may not see how remarkable we are. Your children are your children. That's not true in most of the rest of the world. They belong to the state. They belong to the government. And you are permitted by the government to raise them if you raise them according to the government's diktats. And that's what these U.S. Marshals on Amos Miller's farm, that's what they're all about. And we'll talk about that. That's what we're going to be talking about. So, but the reason I bring up Amos Miller is Amos Miller is you. He doesn't have Mar-a-Lago. And when you see this, folks, you're going to be astounded. These folks, these Hutterites, these Amish, these Mennonites, they use different methods of raising crops, but they are able to be self-sufficient and comfortable raising crops, plowing with a horse or a mule or oxen. Walking behind a plow. This is inconceivable for most. We should try to do this. Your ancestors did this. The only reason you're here is that you've had many, many generations of ancestors whose palms were blistered by the handles of a plow pulled behind a horse in all kinds of weather through all kinds of rocky soil. It's the only reason we're here. But they're able to do this today. They don't need a $250,000 combine. They don't need crop dusting planes skimming low over their heads. They don't need underground irrigation pipelines. And their farms are the most beautiful farms you'll ever see. But so he is. He's you. This farmer is you. And guess what? They did raid him. They did shut him down. They did come in, inventory all of his products in his barns and sheds, inventory it all so they can make sure when these goons, that's what our government is, goons. It's a bunch of goons. It's your county government, goons. At the FBI, goons. The federal government, goons. They're goons. Where are the good people in there? Show me those good people that do nice things, that you're glad you got their visit. They're goons. It's a tyranny that we are now living under. But so these goons came out to his farm. They inventoried everything. Why are they doing that? Donald Trump didn't even get that. They wouldn't even give him a good inventory of what they did. I don't know if the goons have given Amos Miller an inventory, but it's so they can come back later. They've shut him down and make sure he didn't sell any of those canned goods or any of those, not canned goods, but those ball jars of preserves that he made, or sell any of that. Don't sell any of that stuff, which is going to have to spoil now. You're prohibited from selling anything. And they inflicted a $300,000 fine on him, on one guy. How would you do, ladies and gentlemen, with a $300,000 fine imposed by federal marshals? That's kind of a life-ending, terminating act of Lavrenti Beria and the NKVD or the OGPU or the KGB or the Stasi. We'll be right back after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
I'm looking at a picture here of Amos Miller, and he's on his plowing rig behind two draft horses and using his weight on the rig there to help the plow blades cut into the earth. And what an amazing thing. You know, it's to us people that have gotten so distant from our antique roots of doing things on our own, it's real dangerous what we've done. We can't sew our own clothes, we can't raise our own food. They don't want us to raise our own kids. That's what the school system's all about. All right, let's go back to the story here. In bird in hand, can't make this stuff up, bird in hand, Pennsylvania. Let me go to the story. Recently, Miller's organic farm in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, was raided by armed federal agents, always brandishing those guns. They demanded the farm cease operations and are economically crippling the business with over $300,000 in fines. And of course, they're just getting started. If he happened to have $300,000 in a cookie jar and he paid it, that they wouldn't back off. The government is arguing that the farm isn't adhering to federal regulatory requirements for food. The water buffalo, the cattle, and even the camels, oh, he's got camels, are living and being processed in the way, as Miller argues, that God intended. All of the animals on the farm eat fully organic diets, munching only on the wild plants, flowers, and the bugs in their pasture. And I was just, you know, I was just thinking about this fact up here. You know, we have a lot of farms up here in North Dakota and rich soil, just like Pennsylvania. But one thing that farmers have fallen prey to up here is monoculture, where they raise one crop over hundreds and hundreds of acres. There's no, and the things that this farmer, Miller, is using, bugs and flowers and wild plants, they are, have been eradicated. And somebody who is a duck enthusiast was telling me that the ducks are suffering because they don't have places to land. They don't have little bits of marshland and little ponds and little, he said, especially little strips of beach on the edge of a pond or lake that they need in order to preen their feathers, which they must do to keep the oil in their feathers so they can float. Things that only people close to nature would notice. Bugs in their pasture. Veteran journalist Michael Yoder, now among the Amish, if you've been out among the Amish, you are going to meet somebody within the first 10 minutes named Yoder. I mentioned they're related to each other. They are a family, and there are lots of Yoders. Is a longtime customer of Amos Miller's farm and has been closely covering the story for a local newspaper. He says, I think they want to use Amos as an example, Yoder said. You got that right. If they can smash Amos Miller, well, they can pick you off easily. He explained that the government wants to make sure other farmers don't attempt to replicate what Miller's farm succeeds in doing. Miller, quote, Miller is selling his meat and dairy directly to the consumer without the government acting as the middleman. The government doesn't have as much control over this type of operation, Yoder explained. Amos Miller explained to me, this is the reporter at rebelnews.com, that because his farm doesn't use chemical fertilizers, herbicides, or patented seeds, which are chiefly manufactured by industry giants with strong ties to the government, they're using the power of the government to shut him down. Quote, quoting Miller, corporate America is taking over and putting people in our government. They have the government on their side, and they're making it harder for farmers to be farmers, said Amos Miller. Miller is legally arguing that because he's selling to what he calls a private food club and not the open market, certain rules and regulations of the federal government don't apply to him. The customers are buying meat and dairy from his farm explicitly because his food isn't processed and manufactured at giant industrial facilities and instead is grown, fed, and processed right here on the land. This is how much people want good food like Amos Miller's. Quote, he says, some come from Florida, California, and North Carolina, basically all over the country because they are seeking nutrient-dense foods like raw meat and raw buffalo milk, and they trust us for keeping our animals out on pastures, and they can actually see the color in the fat of the beef and the distinct color of the milk. This color comes from the nutrient density of the animals feeding grass, Miller explained to Rebel News. Amos, despite being raided by armed U.S. marshals and facing hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, explained that farmers need to stand strong. We farmers need to stand together and stand strong. We'll come right back after this break. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Sing it, Merle. And sing it, Gretchen Wilson. And you know, they're both Gretchen Wilson and from Missouri and Merle Haggard from, where was Merle? Well, Merle's from the foothills of the Sierra in California, San Bernardino area. And I think those people were Okies. I'm not sure, his people. But the close to the land. He probably doesn't have to go any earlier than his dad or his grandpa to be just like these Amish. And imagine it, folks. Imagine that if how different a world is where you build your own horse-drawn buggies, you raise your own horses, you help the horses give birth to foals. You build your own homes cooperatively with your little community of everybody that's related, going back hundreds of years, going all the way back to the home country in Germany. The Yoders, you know, going way, way back. So many Yoders, all related to each other. And no, they're not inbred. Okay, they're beautiful genetic specimens. They don't need to breed with alien peoples to have genetic vigor. They've got it all. Imagine making your own, you know, sewing your own clothes at like these Hutterite women up here in North Dakota, the Amish there in Pennsylvania. Beautiful dresses, beautiful stitchery. Incredible. They do it all. They raise barns for new families cooperatively. And they, you know, a lot of them don't have electricity. When the sun goes down, they go to sleep. Wow, what an idea. And they have well water, and they can dig wells. They can live, well, now, here's the point. They can live off the grid. They can live independently, which all of our, everybody listening to my voice right now, I know something about every one of you. I'm not making the joke now that I make that I know you have a mother and a father. Every single one of you, every single one of you, something else is true about you. Your ancestors, not that long ago, remember, at the founding of America, I believe the percentage of us that were, of our ancestors that were farmers, I believe was over 90%. Maybe as high as 95%. We raised our own food. And the kind of people that wrote the Constitution, wrote the Bill of Rights, prior to that, you know, centuries, wrote the Magna Carta, but wrote the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, those pioneer Americans, they were very independent. They did raise their own food, their own horses, their own leather. They wove their own cloth. They didn't need, they didn't have to have a government providing them with sewer service or power service. Wow, that may explain a lot, does it not, about how we've gotten soft maybe? Part of the problem here that where we are not able to, why do we put up with all the crap that we put up with? Why are we so weak? You see, our ancestors, it wasn't that much for them. They had their musket on the wall, and it wasn't much of a big, giant leap for them to hop up on one of their horses, shoulder their musket, and ride off to General Washington's army. So, we've lost something in our success. We're paying a price. We've lost some of that independence. Some of it. We're finding it again, and we're finding it in the Trump, in the MAGA movement. This is our return to our roots. And I'm going to turn now away from Farmer Miller in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. And you know what? I hope Donald Trump, I mean, this is a long shot, but Bird in Hand is south of Wilkes-Barre, where Donald Trump will be on September 3rd at a mega, mega, ultra rally with scores of thousands of patriots, some of whom will have driven from Lancaster County, very nearby. It would be really neat if Donald Trump could mention Farmer Amos Miller and the federal raid on his home of the goons, the same goons that raided Donald Trump's home, had to paw through Melania's undergarments. You sick jerks in the federal government and others, in other governments, county governments. So, you know, government is the enemy. The press is the enemy. Government is the enemy. And certainly not the solution, certainly the problem. But let's go to Donald Trump. He's been active with the federal goons this weekend. Let's go to his posting on the subject. Here he is at truthsocial.com. I'm going to read his post here that he put up today. His answer to the goons. Let me find it for you. just have to scroll down to find it and then blow it up so I can read it. Okay, I'm coming there. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I had it for you just moments before broadcast time. Here it is. He says, oh, scroll down below that one. Here's one. Okay, this is 3 hours ago, from the president to you. We have just filed a motion in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida, strongly asserting my rights, including under the Fourth Amendment of our Constitution, regarding the unnecessary, unwarranted, and un-American break-in, nice, by dozens of FBI agents and others of my home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida. They demanded that the security cameras be turned off, a request we rightfully denied. They prevented my attorneys from observing what was being taken in the raid, saying, absolutely not. They took documents covered by attorney-client and executive privilege, which is not allowed. They took my passports. They even brought a safe cracker and successfully broke into my personal safe, which revealed nothing. We are now demanding that the Department of, and here's why we love Donald Trump. We are now demanding that the Department of, quote, justice, unquote. This is the only president in our lifetimes who would ever put the word justice in ironic quotes. He's making the point, we don't have justice. Either of the George Bushes would be constitutionally incapable of using that orthography. They could never put ironic quotes around Department of Justice. Be instructed to immediately stop the review of documents illegally seized from my home. All documents have been previously declassified. He did that as president in his last days in the White House. We are demanding the appointment of a special master to oversee the handling of the materials taken in the raid. We are further demanding that the Department of Justice be forced to turn over a real, without plants, inventory of my property that was taken and disclose where that property is now located. We are demanding that all items wrongfully taken from my home be immediately returned. Can you imagine that? Raiding your house, taking whatever the hell these goons want to take of yours. It's theirs. It's not you, you SOBs. You don't enter a man or woman's house and help yourself. Whether it be a farmer in Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania, or the last president of the United States. The wrongful overboard warrant was signed by a magistrate who recused himself just 2 months ago from a major civil suit that I filed because of his bias and animus towards me. This Mar-a-Lago break-in, notice his use of the language there. It's a break-in. It's a forced break-in. Search and seizure was illegal and unconstitutional. And by the way, it's actions like that that led to a little thing called the American Revolution. I forget the name that King George III used to seize your property. It was a warrant of something. I forget it was. I forget the term of art. But one of the reasons that your ancestors risked their lives and many of them died for freedom was they didn't like the agents of the king at will rifling through their personal effects, kicking in their doors. They said, like the Texans, come and get it. Come and take it. This break-in, search and seizure was illegal and unconstitutional, and we are taking all actions necessary to get the documents back, which we would have given to them without the necessity of the despicable raid of my home. so that I can give them to the National Archives until they are required for the future Donald J. Trump Presidential Library and Museum. Then he ends this way. And by the way, how do we know they took documents exclusively? We know they took his passports. What did they take? Who the hell knows? I will never stop fighting for the American people, our country, and the rule of law. Make America great again. And that's something that Donald Trump put out to us 4 hours ago. Nice. Let's take some phone calls here. Let's start with James in Vancouver. James, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. They didn't do a very good job hiding their corruption, did they?
No, you know, it's you know, what is the thing about something first make them mad? Who the gods would destroy, they first make mad? Something like that. I don't know. Is that Shakespeare? Yep. I don't know. But yes, they're mad. They're out of their minds.
Right.
And it's fortunate for us. I mean, they're doing such a bad job. This raid at Mar-a-Lago, this break-in, this has awakened scores of millions of patriots.
Right. Well, you know, let me tell you a story here. One of the reasons why they killed Hoover was because Hoover wouldn't let the CIA into the FBI. And as you know, the CIA, they like to get into agencies and infiltrate them, and then they like to keep their people there ad infinitum so that they can go back and see what their agents have been up to. Now, my source for that is Fletcher Prouty. In his tapes and in his interviews, he says this. And this is what the big deal was. Hoover didn't want to go along with stuff like that. But anyway, I was going to say,
and of course,
you
folks,
mentioning country music. Yeah, and so on,
James.
And, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, James is referring to J. Edgar Hoover, who was there at the founding of the FBI, and who had his own problems. He had his own problems, many of them.
Oh yeah, he had his own problems, but he knew every agent in his operation. He knew every agent, and he had rules for people and going into a women's underwear of politicians and things like that. Now there's no control over it at all. I think that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead. Proceed.
So his motto was never embarrass the bureau, and that's exactly what they're doing. Is because they're so reckless and they're so obvious, they've ruined the bureau's reputation.
Yes, and they've ruined it. They've ruined it for a whole generation or era of us. None of us who have lived through this will ever forget it. And no one, I mean, I didn't have any esteem for the FBI before this, but many Americans did. Many Americans may have even mistakenly felt proud of the FBI. They may have thought of the FBI as something like the U.S. Marine Corps or the Blue Angels or Delta Force. They must have thought of it as an elite, you know, proud, flag-waving American institution. I'll tell you what, you goons, I'm addressing the goons now on the 7th floor of the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue. When you're in D.C., folks, walk by there and look at it. Just look up and that's what we're talking about. Those goons, know that you have destroyed, just as James just said from Vancouver, you have destroyed any esteem that people mistakenly may have had for the FBI, and you will not restore it. It would only be restored
therefore, it's an insult to the American people is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
It's an insult to the people.
Well, remember, we heard was it you? Were you the one that quoting Terry Turchie? No, it was another caller. Might have been Wayne in Texas.
So.
Wayne in Texas, another fellow almost as smart as, well, a lot smarter than the host. Wayne in Texas quoted Terry Turchie, the former deputy assistant director of a former FBI, better FBI. He said, these institutions, I'm paraphrasing, these institutions are controlled by the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's that bad. Mm-hmm. But it's that late in the day. And I'll tell you something else I heard this morning. I heard an interview between Mike Lindell of MyPillow and Steve Bannon. And in that interview,
right.
I really consider the source on things. Like, it matters to me. Steve Bannon said, if the Democrats steal the 2022 election, which is less than 100 days, less than 90 days away, folks, wait till you hear what Mike Lindell said. Stay with me over the break. We'll be right back, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
The invasion continues. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. 4.9 million illegal aliens that we know of have entered the nation since Biden took office. 900,000 were gotaways, who were seen but not apprehended. 56 known terrorists were captured in the 4 million aliens that were processed. So using the same ratio of terrorists to aliens, there were probably 12 or more terrorists in the 900,000 gotaways. In reality, that ratio is probably higher because criminals and terrorists don't want to be caught. Fentanyl is now 2/3 of the overdose deaths in America. 1,200 people have been found dead on the U.S. side of the southern border. At least a dozen terrorists roam free in our country. Tell me again how an open border is the humane thing to do. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess.
That song has gone to number one on various important charts and carried there by folks like James in Vancouver. James, let me relate something to you. I saw on TV this morning, or not TV. I cut my TV. I don't pay for TV anymore. I just get the internet, and all of my video visual is coming over the internet. Yeah. You know, if you had to think of somebody who is Mr. Optimistic, Mr. Trust in God, Mr. Sunny Disposition, Mr. You Can Do Anything that you want to accomplish, Mr. Hope, it's got to be Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow. But you know what he said today? Good man. Very good man. But it really, all those things about him, that he is such a sunny person, he had a very serious, grim set jaw as he was asked by on the Steve Bannon show, what happens if we lose, if Republicans, patriots, get too cocky, thinking they're going to win the 2022 November 8th election, and they don't fight hard enough. They don't fight hard enough because the Democrats, they never sleep. They're out there boring into the hull of your ship all the time. You got to, if you said, what if we lose? What if on November 9th, when we wake up, we don't control the House of Representatives? And here's what Mike Lindell said. Very grim set to his jaws, he said this. It's over. It's over. And he said,
it's over, but then it's going to begin.
Okay, well, all right. I hear what you're saying there. But he said it's over. And then he elaborated on that. He said, you know, freedom will never flourish in America or in the world again. And the 2024 election would be irrelevant because it won't happen. If we lose, folks, in 80 some days, it's over. And of course, on the Steve Bannon show, what they were asking is, what if Mike Lindell is he is the key man in fighting the rigged election. He is the key man in all 50 states. He's spending all of his money, everything he's got, all of his time, every last ounce of his energy. He is expending on stopping the rigging of the election, on stopping election fraud. But Lindell says they're busy at it. They are busy. They're not letting up. They are going to cheat this election. And he said, if they succeed, it's over. Now that's
I'll call you back tomorrow again.
All right. On that bright thought, we'll resume again tomorrow here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long, folks. Thank you, James.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.